Hello, welcome to all of you for this FLO call on Wednesday, May the 13th. At 6:38 in English, we have Chris Barak Otieno, Dave Kisandoya, Alan Greenberg,
joined
Otime Tibouba, and on the French channel, we have Brahim Bushman, Cédric Kouyanungi, Aziz Ilali, Baudouin Chambé, and Tijani Benjema. We have the excuses from Mohamed Al-Bashir, Aja Ouattara, and Behan. And from staff, we have Heidi Oric, Sylvia Vivanco, Thierry, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters tonight are Camilla and Isabelle. And I would like to remind you to please state your name, not only for the interpreters, so that they might be able to identify which channel you are on, but also for identifying who is speaking. Thank you very much. We will now start. Thank you very much, Gisela. Hello to all. Hello to everyone. I am very glad to see all of you. I can see that we have several people here. Yep, Tijani? Is there a problem, Tijani? Can I keep? I am very glad to have all of you here. We will now start this meeting for the month of May. I would like to first start by saying that there are two important things that I would like to stress or to highlight during this meeting. I would like to spend a little more time on those. We have some work that needs to be done over the next month because we only have 1 month and 1 week, or just a little bit over, until the meeting that will be held in Buenos Aires. We barely have a week exactly, until public comments on the transition. About 10 days or so, or a little bit more, until the deadline for contributions on accountability. So we would like, over the next week or so, to address the topic, and we would like to form a drafting committee so that AFRELO might be able to give their perspective on those two crucial points, and because those two points are extremely important for the future. So if there is somebody who would like to speak to start, I will start with public comments, and then right after that I will give the floor possibly to Alan Greenberg, because he came with us. And I know that he cannot be with us for more than an hour. So, Alan, if you would like to speak right after the first point, you are more than welcome to do so. Now, as far as public comments, we have six of them. And I think let's go over the first one quickly, because it has to do with the naming and country codes that we mentioned during the two meetings that we had before. Point Hamburg and so forth, the three of them. And so now the comment period is closed. As far as the second point, the complete report that is available to be downloaded, it has to do with what I with the point that I would like to discuss a little bit more as far as the INA transition. The report can be downloaded on the ICANN website. It is the complete report that was drafted by the CWG, and it also contains all of the resources that have been set up as far as public comments, and they all appear in the page under the third point in that topic. So this document, for all of you who would like to contribute to the discussion and give your comments, I would like to invite you to go and download that report to read it. And I will actually give you the link on the Adobe Connect. Now, the next point is on CCWG. And the deadline of June 3rd, and the feedback that has been asked from the community by the CCWG. What are the improvements that we can set into place as far as improving accountability of ICANN, and the necessity for these improvements to be identified before we transition, before the INA transition. So in order to give time for comments to the community before ICANN 53 in June, and given the situation, I think that Tijani can talk about that since he is a member of this group and he can give some details later. There are problems in terms of dependencies and between accountability and the transition work. So what was determined is that the maximum length allotted to this public comment period should be of 30 days. That is May 4th to June 3rd. Fifth point. The stakeholder group. That group, the stakeholder of the GTLD and GNSOs, introduced a series of revisions to its chart in order to figure out phase one of the work of the stakeholders, GNSO, and so the group, Structural Agreement Committee, the STC group, that is its name, asked that we might have a public consultation forum in order to get comments from the community as far as the amendments. And the last point, again, GNSO and consultation that should be open so that we might get comments on the initial report on the process of policy development at the GNSO. So that is what I had to say for that point. Now we will move on to the report, but before, as I said, I would like to give the floor to Alan Grunberg, if you allow me, so that he might be able to explain the meeting that he had. Would you like to say something, Alan?
Yes, thank you. I will try to say something that is understandable. As you are likely aware, the U.S. government has overseen the IANA function, the part of the IANA, the part of the core internet that manages the root zone, has said they are willing to give that up. And the various communities that use IANA, the naming community within ICANN, the IETF, which uses IANA to store protocol parameters, and the RIRs, where IANA is the essentially the group that gives out IP addresses, are all preparing plans on how to transition away from the U.S. government. The cross-community working group on transition initially issued a draft report at the beginning of December that the ALAC found not acceptable at all. Fortunately, the situation has changed a lot since then, and we now have a proposal which is largely acceptable to the ALAC and certainly to most people in the ALAC and at large who have been involved. Where we are right now is we are looking at the proposal and putting together some comments to submit to ICANN. As was mentioned, the formal deadline for submitting comments is the 4th of June, I believe. However, since it's going to take some time to pull together what the at-large, the formal at-large comment is, the ALAC comment, and we have to get it approved, we would like all comments to be in by the end of this week so that we can draft a statement for further discussion. In addition to the ALAC statement, any individual person or group, including AFRALO, is able to submit a separate statement that says whatever they want to say. And once the ALAC support submits a statement, you could also choose to support that statement and say you agree with it. So that's where we are right now. The overall proposal that has been published, most of us think is quite acceptable. There is one large exception, and that is we believe that the control of the new IANA function should have more of a multi-stakeholder environment associated with it and not be largely just registries. So we will be putting in a comment saying we want more involvement from other stakeholders outside of the GNSO and CCNSO. We will be submitting comments on a lot of other small points, but that's the major point. The other issue which has been discussed is in the current proposal, the IANA will be a separate company, so it will be controlled and owned by ICANN, but as a separate company. There are some people who feel that it should not be separate, that it should be just a department within ICANN. There are other people, however, who believe that it is not a separate company with a formal contract, that it is not an acceptable plan and they will not accept it. So that's one of the other the issues that we're looking at. I think that's really all I have to say, but I'd certainly welcome any questions if anyone has any. One of the leading people within At Large who's been working on this project is Shun Ojedeji from Nigeria, and who I presume is on the call, and he may have something to say himself. I guess that's all I really have to say unless there's any questions.
Thank you very much, Alan. Sean is with us, actually. And it is planned in the agenda that he might talk about the working group that has been working on this transition, the CWEG, and he will actually speak a little bit later. Are there questions, direct questions to Alan so far? I think Tijani would like to speak. Go ahead, Tijani.
Merci, Aziz. C'est Tijani qui parle.
Thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking.
C'est juste pour corriger Alan.
I would like to correct Alan
pas,
on one point.
Ce n'est pas le deadline, ce n'est pas le 4 juin, c'est le 20.
It is not on the 4th of June, but on the 20th of June, as far as the deadline.
I am afraid the interpretation is in the French channel and not in the English channel.
We have both in both channels.
Okay, so okay. So Alan, the problem is that you said the deadline is 4th of June. For the CWG, the deadline is 20th of May.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I got the wrong date.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Have we lost all channels now?
Tijani, you are on the English channel, and Aziz wanted to make sure that you were done. So as far as the agenda, we talked about the different activities that ALAC organized, and I wanted to ask Sean and Tijani to speak as representatives of AFRELO in the other groups. What I would like to do is first give the floor to Sean as far as the CWG on the transition of the INF functions, and then we will ask Tijani to speak about that as well. So, Sean, can you hear us, and would you like to speak?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much, Andrews. This is Sean for the record. I think Alan has said quite a lot about the status of the CWG. As we all know, the public comments, the second draft has been released, and it's currently on the public comments. Local response has been relatively low, but of course we all know that most of these comments come in at the last minute. So I think a couple of days time things are going to be more interesting. I think I refused, I've been asked by used to write a statement for our fellow in that regard, and something at the comment, I'll send something soon to our news for the week.
Sean, I am very sorry. This is the interpreter, Sean. I am very, very sorry,
yes.
But the sound is extremely bad, and I was asked to tell you that we will give you the floor a little bit later because I cannot understand. My line is very muffled. I can't really hear you. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me?
It's very hard to understand. It is very hard to understand. So Tijani is speaking. Sean, as soon as your mic issue is fixed, we will give you the floor. But right now, we are going to ask Tijani to speak.
Okay. All right. Listen.
Okay. So Tijani speaking. There was an error earlier. I was connected to the English channel, but now I'm on the French channel. So I will speak in French. So, as far as the CWG, or the CCWG, I'm sorry, the Accountability Cross-Community Working Group, as you know, the report went for public comment, and there are two or three points. First of all, there are rights that need to be given to the community. For example, in order to demote a born member, that is the first thing, or to demote certain born members. Sorry, there's interference on the line here.
Hello, can you hear me now? Hello? 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 Hello, can you hear me?
Tomorrow we will have a session on accountability. And Olivier Crépin-Leblanc will come to help us. That's why everybody is, you know, working on this.
Hello.
The other point is that we need to improve, how do we call that, the system that we use. As far as improving accountability, there is a report that went public report
Hi, Sven, this is Heidi. We're going to get to you as soon as we can.
So I will have a draft as far as accountability that I will prepare. And I will submit it for the African community, to the African community, excuse me. And then we will gather and discuss the report as far as it concerns the African community. There will be a draft that I will write based upon our discussion. And I will try to gather comments directly, public comments. And then I will gather all of the comments that's based on my draft. And then that will be submitted to the ALAC. So that is the means that we will use in order to gather comments. I will stop with this, Aziz. But if there are any questions, I am more than happy to answer the questions. Thank you very much, Tijani. And I would like to stress what you just said to highlight the fact that it is an excellent idea that AFRELO, you know, we have always been a RALO that has been following what has been going on in ICANN. And so based upon your proposal, if Sean can hear us, the idea is that we ask AFRALO to come up with a comment on both of those topics, because both of those topics are high level or are important, and there is a lot of pressure. And I think that it is important that AFRALO has something to say about that has a contribution. I think that this is important. We need to involve all of the African community. We need to use our community. However, because the deadline is tight, I think that I would like to propose that Sean might be in charge of a drafting committee that prepares a draft on this transition, this INA transition. I propose that he might give the opinion of the African community, and I would like to have a draft by Tijani, as you proposed, and that both of those drafts might be sent to the AFRELO, the African community, as well as to the list that we use for the African community. And so afterwards, once we have agreed, or if we get to an agreement together on that we might use both of those drafts, that we might figure out what the comment is by the African community, and once the meeting is there, once we are in Buenos Aires, that we might gather both of these statements in order that we might make it one common opinion by the African community. Tijani? Yes, I agree. But I would like to correct one thing as far as the working groups. One draft by Sean, one draft by myself, and then we submit these for commentary on the list. Once people have commented, we compile these and we have a common draft. I think that's a good approach. Second point, you know the deadline is May 20th, so it is pretty urgent. So in order to obtain comments, we need to actually have something ready before that date. Because you need to submit, then you need to get comments, then you need to compile the comments. So we really need to work on this over the next few days. As far as my draft, I have time. I can do it. We have until June 4th, but I would like to move fast so that things might move fast. Now, Aziz, I couldn't find the words in French. I was confused about the whole English situation, but I tried to stick my notes so that I might... I usually try to get ready with my notes, but I wasn't ready because of the confusion with the channels. But I think that we need to make sure that the community has its right as far as removing a board member, as far as changing the status, and as far as rejecting, for example, a board member. Also, there are recommendations that were made in terms of independent review. I was looking earlier what that was. That's the IAP. And the idea would be to have a neutral panel with a neutral nomination of members. We also proposed that the decision from the panel might be compulsory, might have to be followed by the board. And the third recommendation that we have is to improve the request process in order to include the actions of the board having to do with staff, with the fundamental values. And the idea would be to change the review
on with another important matter of the implementation is how we're going to apply that power. So, according to California law, the community stakeholders should establish an association so that they exist under the law in order to be able to have that power. So we're going to have an organization that wasn't a member, and it will turn into a member corporation, a chartering organization. I'm not going to go into the potential issues this would present, but for ICANN structure, SOs and ACES must establish themselves as associations in order to be able to participate, and the body that's going to act on behalf of the community is going to be a community group formed by associations of different representatives from the community. So the problem with this consideration is that SOs and ACES could have other associations, such as government, for instance. Within the GAC, there are different organizations that make up the structure of that advisory committee. So the structure and the legal requirements must be respected. So if they don't establish themselves as associations, who's going to cover that role? So if ALEC becomes an association, for instance, and that they have to respect California law, who's going to cover the expenses for their association? Who's going to be in California, and where are they going to have their headquarters, for instance? So I'm not going to go further into detail with this. This is all I'm going to say about that. Aziz, take the floor. Thank you very much, Tijani. Your first proposal was that you and Shen draft some sort of preliminary version, which is very accurate, as you could speak of the different subjects and the different possibilities. So that's going to cut back a lot of the work we have to do. So Shen wasn't able to speak because he couldn't make himself understood, but I understand that he wrote his comment on the chat. So now we're going to take a minute to read Shen's comment on the French channel. So everyone on the English channel, please hold on We're going to read Shun's comments on the French channel. Right, thank you very much. Now we have finished reading Shun's comments on the French channel. I believe there was also a comment by Alan, so we're going to take a minute to read that. So, as he's speaking now, can we please try again with Shun? If he could try and speak clearly, says Aziz. We'll see if we can understand what he's trying to say, but I understand his connection is not good. So otherwise...
Hello, can you hear me?
Wait.
Can you hear me now? This is Shun from Lokot.
Please hold on, so I cannot understand you and Aziz at the same time. And we're going to wait until the end of the week. And at the end of the week, once we have this draft, we're going to send them on the list so that the entire African community can have the opportunity of commenting on the draft and see if they want to make amends to that draft that Shun and Tijani will be working on. So once the draft will be adapted and validated, we're going to submit it to the ICG, or rather actually it's going to be posted for comments first for the African community. Are there any comments on this procedure that I have just explained? Tijani is asking for the floor, so Tijani, go ahead. Tijani speaking. Yes, I just wanted to remind you all that the deadline for the public comments period for the CWG is May 20th. May 20th. That is to say, Wednesday, next Wednesday, that's it. Yes, so exactly. We have 7 days. So and given that there is a weekend between now and next Wednesday, we should bear that in mind. As he's speaking, yes, that's exactly what I said. I said the deadline is on May 20th, and that is why I have been discussing on the matter with Shun, and he said he's going to send his contributions before the end of the week. So Shun, if you hear us, please try and send us the draft tomorrow. If you do so, the community will then have 48 hours within which to send their comments. And it is only after those 48 hours that we will start working on the consolidation of all those comments from the African community. And once we have finished that work, we're going to send that new version with the comments before May 20th. So what I just said, of course, is also applicable to what Tijani just said, that is the matter of accountability. Since we have a deadline, which is June 3rd, we're going to work in the same way, more or less. About 48 hours will be allowed for the community to make comments. So are there any comments at this point? No? I think Shun just wrote something on the chat. I'm going to read it into the French channel now. Please hold. Before Friday, says at least, no, that, okay, that's good. That's, just please be sure it's Friday at the latest. Then, on Adobe Connect, there's a comment saying that people must absolutely be able to send their comments regarding the agenda of our meetings for public comments, period. We're going to have to make sure. And I think that he's just got disconnected. Let me check. He's back. Now, is there anyone wishing to take the floor at this point? Okay, so we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the joint Afro-African meeting, which is discussed. So this is what we're proposing for the joint meeting. I think we should discuss these 10 subjects that we're going to try and do. And on the basis of that list, we're going to draft a statement. Once we have that statement, a draft statement, we're going to discuss that preliminary version, and we're going to work within a reduced group to finalize our joint statement that will be voted on and adopted at the joint meeting. Do you all agree? If there are any objections, this is the time to express yourself. So, do you all agree, or do you have anything to say? Yeah. So now, I think we have action items, which are to be voted on before Friday. Tuzani is going to be work on a draft between today and Saturday, and we're going to receive a draft on Afro and African and their joint meeting, and we're going to allow 48 hours for the community to make their comments. Once that draft version is validated by the community, we're then going to appoint people to represent us to a small committee formed by the African community that is going to discuss this matter and the matter of accountability. There's a second action item. It's that the joint Afro-African meeting draft a statement on two issues, among which is accountability. And we're going to form a working group that will be led by Tijani, and where Shen will also work with Tijani in order to prepare a draft statement on these two subjects that we have defined. I hope I was clear enough, Sylvia. So, we're now going to move on to another item on our agenda. Oh, before that, I'd like to know whether there are any comments on the Afro-African joint meeting. Otherwise, we're going to move on to the next item. Good. So we're going to move on to the next item. That's the new ALS application. Over the past 13 days, we held elections for our positions. There was a position for an ALEC representative, and Shen Odedeji was designated. We didn't have any other candidates. And so given that the nomination period is over, all the people that I proposed are going to automatically be appointed to those positions. So Shen Odedeji is going to be the representative of ALAC until 2017. He's, of course, going to represent AFLO. I have personally been nominated for a second term as chair of AFLO. the third position that we were to fill was filled by Mohammed al-Bashir as AFRELO official as well. And so now, for a new term until 2016, we have a friend of ours whose name I'm sorry I couldn't understand, who's going to fill this new position. So if any of these people who have been appointed wish to take the floor, this is the time to do so. No? There are no hands raised either, so we're going to move on. I guess we are going to have a short meeting today, which is so much the better for all of us participating here today. We have Dave Kitsundoyal raising his hand. Dave, if you are on the English channel, I can hear nothing but a faint echo. We cannot hear you.
Okay, I'm trying to voice out my opinion, but let us hope that my friends, friends in the French channel.
Please hold
Sorry?
On, I'll let at least know that you are. Right, Dave, you can go on.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank the members who have supported my self-nomination for the ALAC voting delegate to the NOMCOM. In fact, ALAC is not unknown to me, so in the past I have been a member of the ALAC, I have been an executive member of the ALAC, so I'm getting the another opportunity to bring my contribution to the ALAC. So I want to thank all the members who have supported for my self-nomination.
Wonderful day. Thank you very much. This is Aziz speaking. We hope to see you again among us very soon, because as she just said, she used to be an ALAC member. So Fatimata is raising her hand, and she can take the floor. Fatimata speaking. Very faint audio. She's asking whether we can hear her. Aziz answers, yes, we hear you faintly, but we still manage to hear you a bit. Can you speak closer to the mic? I'm glad if you can hear me. Says Fatimata. I'm very happy to be here today. And I would like to congratulate Dave on his appointment. I'm sure he'll do a wonderful job. And I'm sure he will be a great asset for us. I'm sure he will be a great asset, like I said. So at meetings, I'm sorry, I'm doing my best, but I really cannot hear her. So we're going to work on the defense of accountability. And even though I'm not always able to participate at meetings, You're always with me in my heart and in my thoughts. I still belong in Afrilo. And I'm still thinking of you always. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you, Fatimata. I heard you. Maybe the interpreters couldn't exactly hear you. Have they interpreted or were they not able to interpret, Fatimata? As he's speaking. Great. So first, I would like to say to Fatimata that we're going to miss her greatly. I'm going to sum up what she said. I could not repeat everything she said. But she has been a member of AFRLO for many years. So first, she congratulated Dave, and she said she's sure he's going to do a wonderful job. And then she explained that she's no longer a candidate for positions, and she explained somewhat the situation that she has lived of late and explained the new responsibilities she has, which prevent her from participating at every ICANN meeting. And so she says she will always be with us and participate at meetings as much as possible, but she explained that she cannot always participate. Still, she said she will always have us in our hearts and she will always be present with us. That's all. Fatimata speaking. Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what I intended to say. You have summed it up beautifully as he's speaking. So would anyone like to take the floor? I think we have a number of people here who know Fatimata very well. Would anyone like to take the floor? I would like to add how grateful we are. I am personally very grateful to everyone who supported my nomination, and I will always try to uphold AFRLO within the same standards that we have always worked for at ICANN. So I think AFRLO will always be considered among the most active within ALAC. And so that's thanks to you all who are here, who work to prepare statements and joint statements. You see that our statements aren't only important for our AFRLO, but for the entire community, for the entire African community. And this is a very important time at which we live, because we're working on a transition for IANA stewardship, and we're trying to improve the accountability of ICANN. Now, Tijani will take the floor. Tijani speaking. Yes, thank you, Aziz. I just wanted to clarify regarding something that Shun said. That this is going to be AFRLO's position, AFRLO's opinion, and at the end of the ICANN meeting, we're going to discuss our statement with AFRICAN, and it will only be after that meeting that it is going to be a joint statement. As he's speaking, so what you suggest is that the draft that will be proposed only be distributed at the joint AFRLO-AFRICAN meeting. Yes, precisely, says Tijani, sorry. As he's speaking, okay, I agree. Are there any other interventions? Right. The following item on the agenda are new ALS applications. We have two applications. Natalie Peregrine from staff has sent us the documents corresponding to each of those applications. On the one hand, we have High Tech Center for Nigerian Women and Youth from Nigeria. And we have ISO of Zimbabwe. So to the best of my knowledge, these two applications are well justified, well grounded, and I think these two organizations should be accredited by ourselves as ALAC ALSs. Barak, would you like to speak? Hi, Barak. Aziz is giving you the floor. I think you might be muted. If I'm not hearing you, please check.
Hello?
Hello, yes, you can go ahead.
Okay, yes, I would like to agree with Aziz that the two organizations, High Tech for Nigerian Women and Youth and ISOC Zimbabwe, should be accredited. We've done some background check and also gone through the due diligence documents, and both in the documents and on the ground, the organizations that are actively involved in promoting internet development within their respective countries. So I support the position that Aziz has mentioned.
Aziz speaking.
Thank you
very much, Barak. So that's what we all had to say, Barak and I, about these new ALS applications. So we propose that our RALO give positive feedback on these two applications, that both ALSs be accredited. Unless there is any opposition, we'll understand that you all agree with this. Great. So I take it you all agree? Sylvia? Please add an action item. If Barak agrees, Sylvia, please write that Barak is going to send to Natalie the positive advice from AFRALO regarding this application. On the applications of these two ALSs, I think actually it is Barak who has to decide on the accreditation. So actually I'm going to ask him to send ALAC, not Natalie, because ALAC has to decide. So I'm going to ask Barak to send his positive comments to ALAC for these two ALSs to be accredited. Wonderful. So we are now down to the last item on the agenda, and that's any other business. Are there any other business? For the meeting, I would just like to say that regarding Argentina, I've had an idea. You know, that in Africa, the Argentine consulate isn't always present in all countries. So, for instance, Baran could not get a visa because ICANN asked her. Not ICANN, but when she applied for a visa, she was told that she had to go to Nigeria in order to apply for a visa. So she had to travel in order to get it, which was not possible to her. And so she could not get the visa she needed. And so there was an entire discussion within ALAC regarding Baran's case. that is unfortunately something that happens quite often. Alan, are you still with us? Could you give us your opinion on what happened with Baran?
So apparently we do not have Alan with us. Tijani, do you have any news to give us as far as that's concerned? No, Aziz, I do not have any new information on that. There were some reactions on the part of the community, and it is true that it is an issue that really creates a lot of problems for us in Africa. That is not an issue for people coming from Europe or from America, but it remains an issue. Because as far as diplomatic representation, there is always an issue with African countries. Fatimata, I think you would like to take the floor. Go ahead, Fatimata. I would like to say that I could have gone to Europe to get my visa. But that is difficult. I'm really sorry, the sound is very, very low for Fatimata. So as far as I'm concerned, I cannot go. And the issue is an issue of visa. As he's speaking, yes, Brian complained about that, so I knew about him, but you're right, you also will need to miss the meeting because of the issue of the visa, and that is a problem. So, Tijani, you wanted to speak? I'm sorry, Adjel Jalou. Adjel Jalil, if you would like to speak, go ahead. Fatimata speaking. Somebody called me back so that I might be able to actually be heard. So nobody heard me except for my president, but it seems like it's better now. My sound is better. Hello? Hello? Okay, one second. Adjel Jalil will speak now. One second, Fatimata. Adjel Jalil speaking. Hello, everyone, and I am so glad to meet the new team, the new Afro team. In terms of the ISOC ALS, we wanted to talk about internet governance. We have been starting since September, and we should also be able to work on that with the African community. There is an event organized September 8th through 12th. As far as the official accreditation of the ISOC ALS and ICANN, it's on the 24th of January, we had an event as far as the internet ecosystem. We had about 200 participants during the event, and that's what I wanted to share with the community. Also, as an ALS, there was a presentation as far as the internet ecosystem. And if there are members of FRLO who would like to be involved in the event, I am available if you would like to communicate with me. Thank you, Ajal Jalil. I am going to repeat what you just said for the interpreters because the sound wasn't that great. First of all, Ajal Jalil, I am so pleased to know that you are involved again. As far as the events that you are putting together, as far as the ALS and the ISOC chapter, as you already know, this chapter there is some money that you can use, and then as an ALS you have the possibility to, you don't have any money, but you have some possibilities to have one person from AFRALO or a person from the board, from ICANN, to be a speaker. And to help with transportation costs. You still have time for that, and if you need for me to help you with that request, feel free to write me in an email and to let me know to let me know who you would like as a speaker, as an ICANN speaker. And again, congratulations for everything that you do. As far as Fatimata, I don't know if she's left, but this is what she said, and I would like to say that because I would like the interpreters to relay that into the English channel. We talk about Baran, and Fatimata also had the issue. She didn't write to the ICANN in order to explain the situation, but she also will be unable to be in Buenos Aires because of a visa issue. She lives in Dakar, and you know, in Senegal there is no diplomatic representation there. And so as far as Fatimata, she would have had to have gone to Morocco. That is what she would have needed to do in order to go to Argentina. That means a 1 to 2 week wait, and she would have had to miss work for that period of time, so that is something that was not possible. And so she explained this great hardship. And so here are two examples of members of our community who are unable to get involved, to participate in the ICANN meeting because of a visa issue. So, Jenna, did you want to speak? Okay, very well. So if there aren't any other members who would like to take the floor, I would like to thank all of you for your presence. I would like to also thank Camilla and Isabel for their work, difficult work, I know. And I would like to thank Sylvia, Gisela, Heidi, to have been with us today, and I think I might have forgotten other people from staff. Please excuse me if I did. Thank you, everyone. And I look forward to our next meeting next month, and I wish you an excellent day or an excellent night. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Chair. Thank you.